Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 266. Now, we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. This comes to us from Charles Morrison from the Portals of Fear haunt in Pittsburgh. With broken hearts, we share that one of our youth group members and actor, Samantha Lee Kalkbrenner, has passed away September 20th at the all-too-young age of 15. After being involved in a school van accident. Our haunt still plans to open on October 13th, and we're dedicating our season to Sam's memory. The Portals of Fear will miss her very much. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Samantha Kalkbrenner and the Portals of Fear family, and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this from the 2023 Haunted Halloween Ball coming to Chicago. Experience a night of thrills, chills, and partygoers at Chicago's biggest Halloween costume party, the Haunted Halloween Ball, on Saturday, October 28th at the Congress Plaza Hotel, classified as one of the most haunted hotels in the world by USA Today. Outrageous, bizarre, and risque will be among the Halloween costumes competing in the $2,000 Cash and Prizes Virtual Costume Contest. Located on Michigan Avenue by Millennium and Grant Park, the Congress Plaza Hotel will be the backdrop for Chicago's best Halloween party, the Halloween Haunted Halloween Ball. For more information, visit hauntedhalloweenball.com. We have this news from Fright Kingdom in Nashua, New Hampshire. Join us on October 22nd from 12 to 3 p.m. for our annual Hardly Haunted Halloween Party. Kids of all ages can enjoy a kid-friendly haunted house tour and party with us on our midway with some not-so-scary monsters. There will be face painting, dancing, games, crafts, trick-or-treating, and a costume parade. Get more information at FrightKingdom.com. We have a little gaming news based on Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This comes to us via iHorror.com. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is on its way from another galaxy to give gamers a cotton candy flavored fright. That's right, the cult film is making its way over to the world of games for a multiplayer experience that pits the killer clowns against humans trying their best not to be turned into a cotton candy cocoon. The action for the game breaks down like this. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the game, is a crazy fresh take on asymmetrical survival horror experiences. Based on the iconic 80s movie, the 3 vs. 7 multiplayer game brings back the unique over-the-top mix of horror and comedy. In the battle between killer clowns and the citizens of Crescent Grove, team up and harvest humans, or you can save the world from an alien invasion. Killer Clowns from Outer Space comes to PC, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series, and Xbox One soon. Stay tuned for more information. We have this from Terror at Quasi Haunted Amusement Park in Middlebury, Connecticut. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. Get paid to scare people. Terror at Quasi, located at Quasi Amusement Park in Middlebury, will be back for the 2023 haunt season, We're expanding and adding additional new haunts. The season starts Friday, October 6th. We're looking for scare actors. If anyone's interested, please email terror@quassy, that's Q-U-A-S-S-Y, at gmail.com, or call 203-592-8176 to set up a time to meet. Bring two forms of ID and tell your friends and family. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/terror@quassy. We have this from the Famous Monsters Festival coming to King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. We're looking for a few warm or cold bodies. Want to volunteer for a really cool monster festival? Here's your chance to join the Famous Monsters crew. If you love monsters, are good with living people, and think you might be a good fit, we want to hear from you. Email us for more details at volunteer@famousmonstersfest.com, and we'll talk. Happening October 13th through the 15th at the Valley Forge Casino. Get more information at famousmonstersfest.com. We have a little news from Screams in the Dark Haunted Attraction in Kalkaska, Michigan. Yes, for those who haven't noticed over the past year, we have moved. We're now on our new permanent location. We purchased 43 acres 2 years ago and have been building our new attraction from the ground up. What can you expect this year? Two newly designed indoor attractions with more detail than ever, a new trail that is almost three times as long as our old trail that includes 9 different zones, a midway that will include Gibby's Fries, Red Cop Gourmet Hot Dogs, Tarot by Tichelle, and more. Yes, we're a little further away for some of our fans, but it will be worth it. And we plan to add more every year, so help spread the word. Official opening day is October 6th. For more information, go to screamsinthedark.com. We're staying in Michigan for some news from the Factory of the Dead in Saginaw. Join us on Sunday, October 29th for a spooktacularly kid-friendly haunted house night. We've transformed our haunt into a fun and eerie adventure suitable for all ages, making it the perfect family outing for the Halloween season. Your little ones can embark on a thrilling journey filled with friendly monsters, enchanted surprises, and non-stop excitement. Our aim is to provide a delightful, not too scary experience that will create lasting memories for the whole family. Bring your children in their favorite costumes and get ready to explore the enchanting mysteries of the haunted house together. It's a night of thrills and chills you won't want to miss. Happening Sunday, October 29th. Get more information at factoryofthedead.com. We have this from 100 Acres Manor in Pittsburgh. Kids Day is back for one day only, Sunday, October 15th. Enjoy a lights-on and scare-free tour of the haunted house and tons of other activities like crafts, mazes, wagon rides, and more from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tickets are only $12, and get them before they sell out. Go to 100acresmanor.com/kidsday for more information. We have this news from the Nightmare on Chicago Street in Elgin, Illinois. The City of Elgin's annual Nightmare on Chicago Street continues this year. The Zombie Defense Initiative has prepared an experience that citizens can find nowhere else, with thrilling performances, pounding music, apocalyptic drinks, an array of food options, and an immersive environment. This will be a year you will not want to miss. Step into the safe zone and defend the city of Elgin from an undead uprising. Have you locked in your tickets to the safe zone yet? Save the date and save the city. Happening October 21st, get tickets and more information at nightmareonchicagostreet.com. We have this news from the Trick or Treat Halloween Bar Crawl coming to Denver, Colorado. Bar Crawlers is a Denver bar crawl like no other. Trick or Drink features include the best drink specials and the best bars in town, and this is a 3-day event. Friday, October 27th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, October 28th from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., and Tuesday, October 31st from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Here's how it works. Pre-purchase your Bar Crawl wristband. Check in at 1930 Blake or 1930 Blake at 1930 Blake Street to get your wristband and map with participating bars, their location, and their drink specials. Registration's on Friday, the 27th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday the 28th from 4 to 10, and Halloween from 6 to 11 p.m. The wristband must be picked up during these times. Your wristband gets you into any of the participating bars with no cover, plus you get drink specials all night. Have fun, but if you have questions, email info at barcrawlers, that ends in a Z.com, or call 310-273-8772, extension 5. We have this special announcement from the Dreams of Darkness Haunted House in Redding, California. After a hard decision, we will not be running the Haunted House this year. We are only located at the Nash Ranch, and the Nash Ranch will be doing business as normal with their pumpkin patch and giant corn maze and other events listed on their website. Hope you all have a wonderful fall season, and we'll keep you posted of any future announcements. Keep up with those announcements at facebook.com/thedreamsofdarkness. We have this from Nightmares on the Rogue Haunted Attraction in Medford, Oregon. We have some exciting news to announce. In addition to our haunted houses, we'll be producing a family-friendly Halloween walkthrough at the Rogue Valley Mall this October. The theme for this year, Spookaboo Dinosaur Adventures. Your adventure begins in an ancient jungle when you come across a top-secret dino lab. Upon entry, you will be given 3D glasses and you and your group will take a tour of this prehistoric facility. You will be met by friendly characters and candy as you explore the secrets within. They'll be open October 20th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st from 3 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $8 a person or $35 get you a family pass for up to 6 people. We'll be located downstairs at the Rogue Valley Mall next to Rocka Ferry and our very own Rogue Valley Adventures virtual reality pods. We'll also be doing 2 not-so-scary days at the Haunted Mines. More information on that to come soon. We're excited to be providing more things to do for families in the area. This is just the beginning. Keep up with updates at nightmaresontherogue.com. We have an update from Son of Monster Palooza coming to Burbank, California. Meet Bill Johnson, a.k.a. Leatherface, from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 at Son of Monster Palooza, October 13th through the 15th at the Marriott Burbank Convention Center and Hotel. Son of Monster Palooza is quickly approaching, so get your advance tickets now. Get more information at monsterpalooza.com/fall. And finally, we have this from Gothic Hills Cemetery in Riverside, California. Due to unexpected events, Gothic Hills Cemetery will not be open for 2023. Some social media sites and lists still may list us as open because we submitted before things had changed. We apologize and we will miss you all. Keep up with updates at gothichillscemetery.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog,
haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is haunt season. Everybody's running out, checking out the haunted houses, the theme parks. People are building their yard displays and everything. So many great things go on during the months of September and October when it comes to haunting. Let's not forget, there are some amazing conventions out there. And one of the ones that we love to visit is going on once again in Lexington, Kentucky, October 20th through the 22nd. It is not too late to make your plans to attend the 15th annual Scarefest, one of the biggest horror cons in the United States, but oh, so much more than just that. We always try to talk to somebody from Scarefest, and we have Adrian Elder with us. Adrian, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you back on the show. Let's talk about Scarefest, October 20th through the 22nd. I went last year. It was the first time I had been since Lexington had done all the renovations to the arena, convention center, whatever it was back then. And I was completely blown away. The numbers of people there were, you know, off the charts. The amazing guests, the vendors, all that great stuff. But I can't imagine how you're going to be bigger this year. But somehow it looks like you're going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yes, we have been hard at work this year to come up with a really great show for everyone. So on ScarefestWeekend.com, we've got some of our really great reunions, franchise reunions that we're going to be doing this year, some really top guests that we haven't ever had in Kentucky before, Richard Dreyfuss, David Arquette, Tyler Labine, some really great folks. And we've also expanded our square footage also. When you were there last year, we had the entire top level of the convention center, and now we've expanded to take over some of the second level as well.
I didn't even know you had a second level. My God, it's so big in there. It didn't feel that cramped, even though you had probably, 300,000 people in there. I'm kidding. sometimes the numbers were a little crowded, but you had roomy aisles and you had plenty of cool vendors and things to look at and all. And it did not look like it was all crammed into one, 20, 30, 50,000 square foot area, but you're huge. Let's just say that you got a lot of square footage in there.
Yes, the square footage is great. So the upstairs, just the exhibit hall, is 100,000 square feet. So we're able to get a really great balance in there with keeping the extra wide aisle ways, so that you don't feel rushed. You can stop by the vendor booths. You can chat with the vendors and see what they've got. It really helps the flow of things. We did last year have the fire marshal show up, and we had to really slow our line down on Saturday, and our door ticket sale Saturday afternoon. So we've worked with the center this year. We've gotten the extra square footage so that we can have some more people in there, because it wasn't really ever too crowded as far as not being able to get through where you were trying to get through. The Stars Row area was a little packed. We had some really great guests. So this year we listened to the feedback. We have moved some things around. We've opened those aisles up even more. So the aisles, the most narrow aisle we have in the back of the space is 13 feet. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but a lot of the shows that you go to, I think 7 is about standard. So there's enough room for one person to look at the vendor on this side and one person to look at the vendor on this side and maybe squeak past, each other. So we do have that opened up quite a bit this year.
There's nothing worse than going to a convention that you literally cannot walk down the halls because the
yes.
aisles are so narrow. And we've all done it, but yes, credit to you guys for having a wider aisle. It's just a small touch. But it really does make all the difference, especially, as you said, Celebrity Row.
And speaking of celebrities, you mentioned Richard Dreyfuss, David Arquette. Boy, I hope he brings his WCW title belt with him. And a lot of others. But you have got, and you even mentioned it, I was going to ask you, you have got some amazing reunions coming up. Tell us a little bit about some of the people that you are bringing in and some of the reunions that you're bringing in. And that those people are also doing photo ops as well.
Yeah, so some of the really great photo ops that we have this year, and I'll start, we've already mentioned him, was Richard Dreyfuss. We've got Richard coming in, and he's also coming in with three of his co-cast from the movie. So we're going to be able to do a group photo op with them. And another special guest, we will have an 8-foot-tall replica of the shark. Bruce will be there in the photo op. You can stand in his mouth. So we're really, really excited about that. And there's a photo on the website under the photo ops. You can actually see what he looks like. So that's pretty exciting. And as far as the other reunions that we've got, so one of the ones that we've been trying to do for a couple of years, and we really managed to get quite a few of the ladies this year. We wanted to do a final ladies of Friday the 13th. So we currently have 6 of the first 8 final girls from the Friday franchise.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were very excited about that. And there is a photo op with all 6 of them, and we still have our fingers crossed. We've still got an open invitation for the 7th final girl that does conventions, which she's still really rare, Dana Kimmel. She hasn't told us no yet, but we're still holding out hope we might get Dana as well. And then, of course, we've got a great Creepshow reunion, Day of the Dead, Sleepaway Camp, quite a few going on. The Walking Dead. We've got a couple folks from American Horror Story. We're kind of all over the place this year, but in the best way.
With the final ladies photo op, are you going to have Kane Hodder in costume, like finishing the job, so to speak?
So we talked about this a little bit, and one of the things that we had decided was, you know, to keep the girls in this one, because Jason would never stand a chance with all of them in the same place, and we love Kane and don't want to lose him.
That is true, but he is there and also signing and choking people too. You know, I've been the recipient of one of those.
Kane is offering 2 in costume photo ops this year. He is going to be offering part 7 in costume photo op, and he will be doing photos solo and with Lore. And then he's also, because not only do we have Jensen from part 8, we've also got Barbara. So he will be doing an in-costume photo op of part 8 with Jensen, Daggett, and Barbara Bingham.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
And I would be just really remiss if I did not mention that you have the world-famous Pablo Escobar making an appearance here.
So a lot of people thought that this was a joke, because another convention did actually do an April Fool's joke that they were bringing Pablo to their show. But Pablo actually lives in Kentucky. He lives in Lexington. So he will be making an appearance, and he does autographs. So he does nose print autographs for anyone who would like a Cocaine Bear autograph. They can pick one up at Scarefest weekend.
Oh, I have to make my travel plans now. That's going to be tremendous. So moving off of Celebrity Row and into the vendors area, who are some of the big people that we're going to see that we see year and year end, or some new people coming in? I know that one thing that Scarefest used to be very well known for was bringing in not just, you know, the horror celebrities, but you brought in a lot of authors, you brought in a lot of paranormal people, you brought in a lot of cryptid experts and things like that. Are people like that still going to be vending here this year?
So we do have still a really wide variety of folks. And if these are things that you're interested in, I don't have quite everything memorized. I will say that if you go on the website and go to scarefestweekend.com, you can look under the speakers tab, and we do have a wide array of topics that are covered, but not all of the folks that are speaking have tables. So they may just be coming in to do a guest speaking spot. And it kind of the same way with some of our other things that are going on. Everyone that's at the show doesn't necessarily have a table or a booth. And I know we're speaking about vendors. But with the vendors on the floor, we do have a ton of returning folks. Most of our booths were sold out before we opened them up to the public because of our returning vendors from last year, which we love and appreciate very much. So, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of amazing artists. With the vendors, we do have so many of them. We have an option on the website. If you go to scarefestweekend.com and you click on the tab Featured Vendors, you will see the featured vendors, of course. And then if you scroll down to the bottom, there's actually an interactive trade show floor plan. And you can click on any booth and you can see who is going to be in that booth. There's also a list view. So if there's a vendor that you'd love to see, you can scroll down. It's listed alphabetically. You can click on that vendor and it will show you right on the map where they are going to be at the show.
Very nice. And of course, you wouldn't be the Scarefest without a very cool film festival. What have you got going on this year?
The film festival, we had a huge response for film festival submissions this year. And from what I hear, I'm not one of the film festival judges, but we do have some really great things to show. We had over 100 submissions, and we do currently have the films selected that are going to be shown. They are on the website under the master list, and they may actually have their own tab on the website as well for film festival, but you can go on there, you can check out what's going to be showing, and we have invited several of the makers of these films to join us at Scarefest. So we have films starting, I believe, at noon on Friday. I think it may be a little bit later on Friday, and they run until midnight. And they'll run until midnight on Saturday. So there's all sorts of things to see. And the film festival is totally free with an admission ticket. The seminars are free. We have some amazing celebrity panels this year. All of these things are just included with the price of admission.
One of the things that I know that you've done in years past is you've had a film Q&A with some stars, and you actually would screen a film at a theater just down the street. Is that going on this year?
So this year, for a couple of reasons, we're not doing that. One of the reasons why we had really gotten into doing the film intros was because we didn't have a great place for panels. And we were having to do the panels like out open on the floor. There was a lot of noise. It wasn't a great setup. So this year, we actually have an incredible space on the second floor of the convention center for celebrity panels, and we have a bunch of them. So that is one of the reasons. And the other reason is because of the SAG strike, we weren't sure what would be considered promotion for these projects. And we didn't want to put any of our guests into a position where they couldn't actually attend a film intro or a Q&A because it was a project-specific event, if that clears that up. I know clear is mud, but there were just a couple things. We figured it would be best. We may still show some of those feature films, but they will not have the celebrity introduction or Q&As.
That makes perfect sense. You know, we wouldn't want to do anything that shows disrespect to all the people that are on the picket lines and doing their best to get, you know, their demands solved. And, you know, whether or not the strike is still going on by the time you air or by the time you hold the event, you know, remains to be seen. But, you know.
Yeah, and I think they're making some progress on that. I did see that the Writers Guild did come to a consensus, and I believe theirs is over. So with any luck, our actors will be getting back into the swing of things very soon.
Hopefully very soon. A couple of other things I want to touch on here. I know in years past, and I believe you're expanding it this year, you have a very, very interesting side project on the Scarefest. You actually have a tattoo expo.
Yes.
You know, not very many conventions have tattoo artists going on doing their business on the side.
Right, and you know, there are some that do both. There's a really great show down in Nashville, Full Moon.
Yes.
And they are a tattoo and horror convention. And I actually went there earlier this year to kind of check out how they do things, because Scarefest has always had tattoo artists at the show, but typically it's two or three artists. And we really wanted to expand on that. So this year, and we're not going huge, because we don't want to mess it up. So we're starting kind of small, but we are having tattoo competitions for the artists. We'll have six artists. And if you go to scarefestweekend.com and you click on Scarefest Inc., you can see the artists that we have booked. And if you click on their graphics, I believe that will send you right over to whatever their preferred method of scheduling is. Some of them will be taking scheduling before the show, and some of them will have times just slated for walk-ups, people that might get an autograph on a body part and want to keep that forever, you know, things like that. And also for people that come to the show but aren't familiar with the website beforehand, they may want to get a tattoo. So we will be doing some trophies for that this year, and we are really hoping to there's a lot of crossover I've found with tattoo enthusiasts and horror enthusiasts. So I'm hoping to kind of enhance everyone's experience by having this. And if we can grow it to be bigger and better next year, that would be phenomenal.
Excellent. And, you know, the one thing that really, really sticks out in my mind is that you celebrate the heroes, and I'm not just talking about superheroes or, you know, movie heroes. You honor the heroes on Friday by unofficially or officially calling it Hero Day.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
So early in the beginning of Scarefest, and for several years, we were in September. And our second year of Scarefest, we were September 11th through the 13th. So our opening day of the show was on the anniversary of September 11th, 2001. And we decided that because of that, the day that it fell on, we would let all of our military, active and veterans, firefighters, police, EMS, anybody that had one of those first responder titles could come down to the show, and we would let them in for free. They could just come and enjoy the day. And that worked out really well, and a lot of people were very appreciative of it. And because of that, we've kept it every year since then. So we have, since the pandemic, expanded our heroes to include doctors and nurses. So anybody that is a police, firefighter, EMT, military, doctor, nurse, as long as you bring down a current ID that has, you know, your job title on it, you don't have to pay for admission on Friday.
That is great. And of course, kids under 12 are free all weekend.
Yep, all weekend. And Sunday is Kids Day. So kids, of course, they're free all weekend, yes. But Sunday, we like to do some extra special stuff for the kids. We have so many young ones that are just really enthusiastic about horror. And we try to keep the event family friendly all weekend. Of course, everyone, you know, uses their own discretion when bringing their kids in. But Sunday, we will have a kids' classes that are free. We give away a goodie bag. As soon as they come in, we'll have a goodie bag, and they can go around to any participating vendor. We'll have a red balloon on their booth on Sunday, and that is an indicator that they're participating in trick-or-treat. So we have an indoor trick-or-treat going on all day. We also have a kids' costume contest, a scream contest, and we have a dance troupe that is going to be teaching the Wednesday dance from the new show.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, there are all sorts of cool little arts and craftsy things going on, and, you know, just really to kind of embrace the love of horror, even for our littlest Scarefest family.
And I'm glad you mentioned costume contest. Cosplayers and people who like to dress up are allowed in costume here, correct?
Absolutely. Not only are they allowed, we enthusiastically encourage cosplaying. On Saturday, we actually have a cosplay contest. And the we will pick 10 finalists from, I think it's at 6, I think is when we start the pre-judging. So the 10 finalists will get tickets to attend our VIP party on Saturday night. And the winner of those 10 gets a $500 prize.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep, so very much encourage cosplaying, yes.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing weekend. Once again, folks, it is October 20th through the 22nd at the Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. If you're anywhere within, you know, 600, 800 miles of it, you should probably make plans to come in. I've come up for many, many years. I know Meat Hook Jim has been there. Jerry Vane has been there. Many people, you know, just come down and spend a whole weekend. You've got great restaurants in the area. There's all sorts of, you know, after-hours entertainment going on. Lots of things to do. It is a college town, so, you know, for those who like to imbibe, there's plenty of that going on. And you probably want to start looking at hotels now, because no doubt hotel space is going to be limited at best, because if crowds this year or last year were any indication, this is going to be another quote-unquote monster of a convention. What are some of the websites and social medias where people can get more information?
So our website, thescarefestweekend.com, is a great place to get that. On Facebook, we're Scarefest Weekend. On Instagram, it's the_official_Scarefest. And the best place for interacting with the folks that come to the show every year, we have a Facebook group called Scarefest Weekend Fans. And I'm in there every day. A lot of our admin team is very active. Our volunteers, we get a ton of vendors. Several of our guests that will be at the show this year are very active in that group. So if you haven't been before and you have questions, or you have been, maybe not recently, and, you know, the new layout is a little intimidating, we do try to get on there and give a lot of information. Also, on the Facebook page, there will be a link on there. We host Scarefest TV every Friday night, and we actually just did an informational Q&A, an interactive thing where we answer a bunch of questions about the show, parking, hotels, food, all of the essentials. We get all of those questions answered. And also, for any other questions you may have, info@thescarefest.com is a great way to reach us.
Adrienne, it has been a delight, as always, to speak to you about Scarefest. You know, hopefully somebody from the show will come down or up to check you guys out, maybe do a couple of interviews and get everything, just, you know, totally immerse themselves in the Scarefest experience. You know, we've done it for many years. We love this show. It's one of our favorites, and we certainly hope to see you there if you're not running around putting out too many fires.
We would love to have you all back again. And even if we're running around putting out fires, we will always have time for you.
Excellent. So much fun. Adrienne Elder is with Scarefest, happening once again October 20th through the 22nd. The Central Bank Center in Lexington, Kentucky. Scarefestweekend.com. Adrienne, thank you for taking time to speak to us here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.